Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and congratulations on the first panel. Very interesting conversations and conclusions from the first panel. Thank you, all of you, for being here and for being interested in the digital aspects of the energy sector and the twin transition, as we call it. And just for framing a bit the conversation today, let me just say that obviously taking into account very different starting points, a very different context in different countries and jurisdictions, we have very different views on what is the right approach for the energy transition process, obviously for climate action. So for this reason, we disagree a lot and we tend to have more and more polarized, let's say, views on that. But one common denominator that we see across geographies and stakeholders is digitalization. Digitalization is not a casus belli, is one of the solutions that all stakeholders and all jurisdictions agree with. Therefore, it's a very good common ground, it's a very good foundation to start building on top of that. And I think us as policymakers, as analysts, as stakeholders in general, I think we could take advantage of the fact that digitalization is not a casus belli, is not a controversial, let's say, topic, and we should start building on that. And that speaks to the idea of resilience. And we've talked about resilience these days, and resilience is an important, let's say, topic that we are focusing on at UNEC. So we, on the other side, I believe, and we will probably address today this, not necessarily the full benefits of digitalization are well understood across stakeholders. And the adoption rate and pace could be better. And obviously this, once again, depends on different contexts and different starting points. Moreover, I think that sometimes we are taking digitalization for granted somehow as we take grids for granted. We either believe they are there or they will be develop organically, which is not necessarily the case. So I think, once again, sustained public policies, investments, and approaches towards an increased pace of digitalization are important. And I think having examples in that sort and understanding what works and what doesn't work, it's important going forward. So basically, what we will try to understand today in the session, obviously, there's only time to scratch a bit the surface, but that's still important, I believe, is the role of digitalization, the challenges of that, and also the full benefits. And I'll try to get this from my panelists, to whom I thank very much for being here. I'll just quickly present my panelists, and then we'll go for the impulses, let's say, initial remarks from each of our speakers, of our guests, and then we move forward to more interesting conversations and open for Q&As. So we have Farhod Bilolzoda, chairman of the Board Innovation and Industry Development Fund from Tajikistan. Thank you very much for being here. We have Fabian Heyman, Digital Innovation Specialist, Swiss Federal Office of Energy. Thank you, Fabian, for being here. We have Andrea Laplace, Director, Strategic Financing and Venture Business Development from Eaton. Thank you very much for being here with us. And we also have an impulse video from Shan Ratka, Economic Affairs Officer, Sustainable Energy from UN ESQVA in Beirut. So I'll first, I'll give the floor to Mr. Farhod Bilolzoda. With your introductory remarks, how to approach digitalization in the energy sector, and what's your insight from Tajikistan?
Not this one, the last one, Ivo? I sent you your email.